Imagine waking up one morning to discover that your persistent aches, stubborn weight gain, and inexplicable fatigue aren't inevitable aspects of aging, but symptoms of something both simpler and more profound, inflammation. This was the revelation that transformed Maria Borelius' life at 52 when she refused to accept her doctor's dismissal of her symptoms as just menopause. Her rebellion against this verdict led to a discovery that would revolutionize not just her health, but her understanding of how our bodies work. Within just 3 months of working with a fitness trainer named Rita, Borelius experienced changes that seemed miraculous. Her body reshaped itself, her back pain vanished, and most remarkably, her inner vitality returned. People commented not just on her slimmer waist, but on her smoother skin and more youthful appearance. Beyond these physical changes, she noticed a magnetic quality to her renewed energy that seemed to attract positive people and experiences, even helping her resolve a decade-long conflict with a relative. What began as a personal experiment evolved into a 4-year journey of discovery that would reveal the powerful connection between inflammation and virtually every aspect of health, from energy levels and mood to disease risk and aging itself. This isn't just another diet book. It's a roadmap to reclaiming your most vibrant self through understanding the science of inflammation and the practical steps to combat it. Scientists discovered cytokines, chemical messengers linking our immune system and brain. These influence neurotransmitters, controlling mood and energy. High inflammation depletes brain chemicals, causing fatigue and withdrawal, while reduced inflammation restores vitality. Research links inflammation to mental health conditions. Studies show elevated suicide risk in depression correlates with inflammatory markers, while inflammatory diseases quadruple depression risk. Similar patterns appear in schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Psychoneuroimmunology demonstrates how diet, movement, and thoughts influence inflammation, revealing deep mind-body connections that challenge traditional healthcare models. This insight transforms wellness approaches by treating the body as an integrated system. Reducing inflammation optimizes both physical and mental well-being. In India, an Ayurvedic doctor assessed Borelius holistically, examining food preferences, exercise, sensory reactions, digestion, sleep, and dreams. She identified Borelius as Vata Pitta, based on Ayurveda's 3 doshas that determine health predispositions. At the health resort, Borelius received personalized treatments, including morning walks, meditation, oil treatments, and specialized vegetarian meals. The Ayurvedic approach emphasized prevention, individualization, and food as medicine, principles Western medicine now increasingly recognizes. This 3,000-year-old tradition intuitively understood what modern science calls systemic inflammation. A young doctor confirmed their herbs were anti-inflammatory, though Ayurveda describes this as a system in balance. While Western medicine excels at acute care, Ayurveda offers insights into subtle imbalances leading to chronic inflammation. The combination of oil massages, yoga, meditation, and specific foods creates what Borelius termed superwoman energy, demonstrating how ancient wisdom aligns with modern research on the body's self-healing capabilities. A Lund University study demonstrated powerful benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet in just 4 weeks: 33% lower bad cholesterol, 14% reduced blood lipids, 8% decreased blood pressure, plus improved inflammation markers and mental capacity. The 5 key principles are: first, increase omega-3 intake through fatty fish, nuts, and seeds. Modern diets have a 20-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, far from our ancestors' healthy 2-to-1 balance. Second, control blood sugar with low glycemic foods and strategic timing. Start meals with protein and vegetables before carbohydrates to promote gradual insulin release. Third, eat fiber-rich foods with polyphenols, especially berries. These compounds feed beneficial gut bacteria, triggering anti-inflammatory effects. Fourth, include probiotic-rich fermented foods for better digestion and nutrient absorption. Modern humans have only 500 gut bacterial species versus our ancestors' 2,000. Fifth, consume beta-glucans from oats for heart health. food combinations create synergistic effects beyond their individual benefits, explaining why whole foods outperform isolated supplements, as ancient healing traditions recognized. Exercise is a powerful anti-inflammatory intervention beyond just calorie burning. Research shows that reducing daily steps from 10,000 to 1,500 for just 2 weeks led to muscle loss, decreased sugar processing, and reduced cognitive function in young men. The impact is remarkable. Exercise shrinks tumors in mice, and human studies found over 50% of type 2 diabetes patients exercising daily could stop medication. Each hour of exercise reduces inflammation by 24% in diabetics, while muscle tissue acts as an endocrine organ, releasing anti-inflammatory compounds during movement. Three essential weekly exercise types are needed: aerobic activity that induces sweating, strength training to build immune-communicating muscle mass, and stretching for flexibility. The body responds swiftly to consistent movement, with inflammation markers decreasing within weeks. These habits spread through communities by example, as when Borelius' skeptical husband developed his own routine after seeing her results. The key is finding enjoyable activities and treating exercise as non-negotiable. Starting with just 10 minutes allows endorphins and dopamine to create momentum, transforming exercise from punishment into medicine. Loma Linda, California, a Blue Zone Seventh-day Adventist community within Los Angeles, sees residents living 7 to 10 years longer than average Americans. Dr. Gary Fraser's research shows Adventists develop age-related diseases about 7 years later than others, suggesting their lifestyle creates youth in their cells. The Adventist approach combines anti-inflammatory practices, a plant-based diet rich in vegetables, beans, whole grains, and nuts, no smoking or alcohol, a weekly Sabbath, and regular exercise. Regular nut consumption alone added 2 to 3 years to life expectancy. Other Blue Zones demonstrate similar patterns. Sardinian centenarians maintain gardens with anti-inflammatory vegetables and consume omega-3-rich products from grass-fed animals. In Ikaria, Greece, where one-third reach 90, residents combine daily walking, gardening, Mediterranean foods, herbal teas, and religious fasting. All Blue Zones share key elements: daily physical activity, plant-rich diets, moderate or no alcohol, purpose, strong social connections, regular relaxation, sun exposure, and spirituality, proving anti-inflammatory living's effectiveness across diverse cultures. Research by Dr. Jennifer Steller found that among 7 emotions studied, awe showed the strongest anti-inflammatory effect, alongside joy, pride, and contentment. This was measured through reduced levels of interleukin-6, IL-6, in saliva, a marker associated with depression, cancer, and schizophrenia. Awe occurs when we encounter something greater than ourselves that transforms our perspective. Most people experience it twice weekly through nature, music, astronomy, or spiritual practices. Natural landscapes and sunsets are powerful awe triggers, with urban dwellers finding similar benefits in parks. Music, especially symphonies, and art also effectively induce awe. Group activities like choir singing show anti-inflammatory effects and increase longevity, particularly for those with depression. A Harvard study of 75,000 women found regular church attendance significantly reduced mortality risk. The accessibility of awe makes it valuable for healing. These experiences offer profound biological benefits through simple activities like watching sunsets, listening to music, or stargazing.